Well, late last night I was heading off to bed and got a text from our next guest regarding some sad news. John Dunnesy is joining us from Harness Racing New South Wales. John, good morning to you.
Good morning, Andrew.
And it was, look, Kevin Newman passed away last night at the age of 83. And while he was 83, you were telling me that it was still a surprise.
It was a very much a surprise, Andrew. Kevin was in very good health for a man of 83 years of age. He was had just settled on his property out at Penrith and was looking forward to moving up the coast to be closer to his two daughters, with Beryl, his wife, of course, and with Julie and Debbie. So it came as a shock to the family, no doubt, but also a shock to the harness racing fraternity that he had passed away.
Yeah, it must have been when the news did come out last night. You were linked to Harold Park in many ways there towards the end of its life, but Kevin Newman and Harold Park, they were a family, weren't they?
They were as one. Kevin won a record 10 premierships as a trainer there, and 8 as a driver. So they were as one. No other driver or trainer established such records, and those records, of course, will never be broken.
And how many winners? Do you know roughly how many winners he had at Harold Park?
He had over 500. I can't be exact on that number, but at the time that he did that, in 1979, he joined Purse Hall. Of course, there was much more racing in the later years, in the 90s and certainly the 2000s, and others did break those records. But he was a real pathfinder, him and Purse Hall, with being just the upper echelon, the top of the class as far as drivers went, anywhere in New South Wales, and in fact anywhere in Australia.
Yeah, for sure. What about his main horses? For people that are listening to us that have watched Kevin Newman through the years, they'll have their own names coming through. But what to you, John, were his main horses?
Well, there were so many. You are correct. But if we look at the horses he trained, the likes of Koala Frost, he was just a champion of his day. He won the first carousel at Fairfield. He went on to be a great cup-winning horse. Tongue Twister, Adios Victory, he drove it on occasions. Mitchell Victory was a champion. Apollo 11, he drove Mark Avena. Al's Holiday, there were so many. Well, as you would imagine, with 500-odd winners at Harold Park alone. So, yeah, he was just a superb driver, and of course he represented Australia twice in the World Driving Championships,
which are about to happen in Canada very shortly. Can you just help me with this one, because I'm going off memory? You mentioned Koala Frost. What was his link to Koala King?
He was his father.
Right.
Koala Frost was Koala King's father.
Right. So, okay.
That's where that came through.
Brian Hancock had him though, didn't he?
Ray Wisby. Brian Ray was the driver there. Brian and Ray, and Koala King, of course, won an Inter Dominion at Harold Park, and Koala King won more races than any other horse. But Kevin probably is more remembered for his victories in the Miracle Mile, the greatest race run, of course, here in New South Wales, and he won it with the mighty Hal Wes. For Orb Wesley and Friendly Footman for Frank Day, but he was robbed of an Inter Dominion winner when Hal Wes was scratched, when a very short favourite on the eve of the Inter Dominion in New Zealand. Of course, his great mate Kevin Robinson drove first lead to win that Inter Dominion, so it stayed in Australia somewhat, but Kevin was robbed of a win in an Inter Dominion, which he so much deserved.
I reckon Kevin Newman did drive Koala King maybe in one or two races, but it's certainly Koala Frost that he's linked to, and Mitchell Victory and the others that you've mentioned. Our condolences go out to the family. We are a family here at Sky Sports Radio, and our racing family. There will be many listeners of harness racing through the years that certainly will remember Kevin Newman, the name of Kevin Newman. And as I say, from our family, we pass on our condolences to his family and hope the next few days are okay. John, we thank you for coming on. And I know there'll be many tributes paid to Kevin, and we wanted to start it today. And there'll be plenty more on the Harness Racing New South Wales website over the next couple of days.
Yes, thank you, Andrew. And as to Beryl and to Debbie and to Julie and their families, the condolences of the entire Harness Racing fraternity are there with you, and our prayers that you say goodbye to Kevin, yeah, to the famous purple and white checks when you lay him to rest. But yeah, Kevin sure. Newman, just an icon of the industry.
Thanks a lot, John.
Thank you, Andrew.
John Dunsey, the CEO of Harness Racing New South Wales, on the passing of Kevin Newman.